Hello! I hope everyone is having an amazing night. Yes, it's still Tuesday, but I am feeling really inspired today. So, I was just reading something, and I was actually speaking to my friend about this yesterday, but it was more of like reading what I just read right now that brought me into this topic. And it's just admiring who you are yourself. We have people that admire us literally all over the place that we do not know that we know, especially that we do not know. I'm sorry if you guys hear the click, click, click. I'm driving as in, at the moment. I just got out of work, and yeah, that's what I'm doing now. So, I was just speaking to someone and they said something to me, and I'm just like, oh my God, like, I swear, like, I get all sentimental. Shit! Stop, I'm wearing contacts. I'm getting used to these contacts, guys. I can't cry. Sometimes you forget who you are, and then these people are so beautiful and give you a friendly reminder of, like, hey, you're brilliant. You didn't post today. Hey, I hope everything's okay or something. I need a quote. Can you send me a quote personally, please? Blah, whatever. Jesus, do I feel that in a different level? I feel so thankful to have everybody, every one of you guys and shit. And I know I don't want to talk like this, but y'all know I come up here and talk my shit on my podcast. But I don't even want to talk like I'm famous already, but you're supposed to, speak upon and how the person that you want to be and who you are and stuff. And I just can't believe it. Like, you guys are really there for me. And I never admired myself the way I do. If it wasn't for, a push and a shove, because I feel like I've always been confident, but I'm a human being. At the end of the day, I don't always have the best days. I don't always, but I carry out and I make sure that, when I am having a gray day, I assure myself that I need this to balance myself, because if I was always on a high, I would definitely crash when I do receive my lows, my fair share of lows, which is definitely legal. So don't sit here and get angry at yourself like you're doing some illegal shit. You're just having your low day, just like everyone else. And I just, really appreciate the fact that I have people around me that kind of remind me every day that, I'm doing for my family, I'm doing for my friends. And that every day it won't be hard. I mean, it will be hard, but every day won't be as hard, I meant to say, as the day prior. And I'm learning to understand that. I'm learning to grow within that. I'm learning to grow as the person that people see me as, because sometimes I don't see myself and I don't see what people are seeing. And then I get this floods of message and I get these floods of phone calls, believe it or not. And it's people just saying thank you and people appreciating, like, the work, which makes me even want to work more. Like, I never thought that someone just saying something, one thing, a compliment, something nice, smiling, being happy over something I've done and said, like, I never in a million years would think that that would bring me joy. I never in a million years thought that that can boost up my self-esteem, boost up my day, give me a better feel about who I am, and just really get it together. Because sometimes as humans, we forget. We get lost in what we think we should be doing. We get lost in what people are doing. We get lost in trying to please everybody. We get lost, and it's always good to have something. At least it's one thing or a person. One thing or a person to hold you accountable. One thing or a person to remind you. It can even be a freaking alarm clock. That's how I started. I started putting on my alarms like, you are beautiful, you're worthy, you're growing, you're happy, and even if it wasn't all this at the moment, my alarm clock assured me things are getting better and you're making them better. And even if it's just an alarm clock, guys, we need help. We can't do things on our own all the time. And I know that it could be stressful if you have kids, if you have people to take care of, if you have a husband, if you're a very responsible wife, if you're a true people, because people use everything as an excuse and they're always half-assed. Like, I know half-assed mothers that use their kids as excuses to not do something. I know people that use their husbands. I know people that just want to use their excuses. But if you're a full-on mom, full-on dad, full-on husband, full-on wife, full-on student, full-on, you know, whatever it is, you know, I understand that it gets hard, but you also have to work for yourself, towards yourself. You have to get to know the vessel that you are. You have to understand, why are people admiring you? What is the best part that people say? Do you feel like people say this about you the most or this about you the most? And it's not here to sit and compare. It doesn't matter. If it's coming from people, that's fine. If it's not coming from people, that's fine too. Like, we get caught up in things and we forget what matters. But if you can hold yourself accountable, if you can find something that can hold you accountable, if you can find a friend that can hold you accountable, I promise you that things can only get better, especially with somebody that wants to grow with you. Sometimes we don't know what we need until what we need arrives or what we need leaves. And you have to cherish those people around you. Like, we only have this one life, and we don't know when the heck God is deciding, you know? But I need you to know, hold yourself accountable. Find that accountability partner. I hate when, you know, I mean, I don't hate it, but it's, like, sad to me when I see people, and they're like, oh, I wish I had friends like yours. Oh, I wish I had this like yours. Like, no, forget me. Forget my friends, forget everything that I am. Like, I know that I'm the one inspiring you, and that's why you're saying that, but it doesn't have to be what I have, I promise. It doesn't have to be what I have to be good, I promise. All you have to do is look for what makes you happy, and that'll make you the best person that you can feel like. The best version of you that you've been waiting for is inside of you already. You just kind of need somebody to pull it out. And if it's your alarm clock, if it's a motivational speech, if it's a pastor yelling at you, if it's somebody letting you know of yourself and putting you in your place, and if you're the type of person that doesn't like to hear the truth because it fucking hurts, well, make sure you get uncomfortable, and make sure that the uncomfortable situations are those there to level you up. And I promise you, come back to me and tell me, hey, I don't even have to tell y'all to tell me that, because you guys are amazing. Hey, this thing and this and this and that and this, you said you're right. And I'm just like, I know. And not because I'm cocky about it. It's because I've lived in my experience. I'm trying to get you guys to live in your experience. Not mine, not Fulana's, not his, not hers, yours. So that at the end of the day, you can see why you're so good, why people love you so much, why people go to you so often. And I really thank you guys from the bottom, the top, the side, northeast of my heart. I thank you so very much for bringing my spirits up when I just cannot do it at the moment. I thank you for believing in me when I'm not doing it that day. I would love to meet everybody. Like, that's why I do the t-shirt thing, and I drop off and stuff, because half of y'all, I don't know. But you guys are freaking getting my stuff, and it's so emotional. Like, what? Fuck yeah. Like, live your life. Understand why other people admire you. If you don't understand, make sure that you put yourself and implement yourself to understand, so that you can understand that you're valuable. If you don't understand by yourself, make sure you see why people, those who admire you, admire you. Because you won't be everyone's favorite. And you don't have to be. You don't have to be. But what I can remind you, because if you understand why the people that admire you, you will fuck with yourself even way more. And if it's not there, that's fine. Look for audios. Look for things. Google things. Get on the phone. Talk to people that love you. Talk to people who believe in you. Talk to those. And if you don't have any, find them. They're at your reach. Put yourself in predicaments where you're like, doing new things and meeting new people and getting into new projects and do things that are new and fresh so that life could start transforming into different things. What's that saying? They say to get things you've never had, you have to do things you've never done. And I cannot sweat that enough. All right, guys. This is my second podcast today. You guys really are like the best people of my life, you know. I really love you guys. You guys are like my second mothers. That's how much love you guys give me. You guys make me feel like I'm your child and you love me so much. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have an amazing night, an amazing day. Whenever you guys hear this, I appreciate you guys. Take care of yourselves and share this podcast if it helped you. Don't forget to follow me on Ruby Stones. That's my personal page. And then Your Life Solutions with is my lifestyle page. Shop Your Life Solutions. And I love you. Mwah.